Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Cesar Hidalgo's Why Information Grows. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you see basically everything?
Honestly, yeah. It reframes information as a physical thing, which sounds obvious once you hear it, but it totally flips the script on how we think about knowledge and the economy.
Right? I mean, we throw around information all the time, like it's just data floating in the cloud. But Hidalgo is like, no, every bit of information has to be embodied in something physical. Ink on paper, electrons in a chip, neurons in your brain.
Exactly. And because it's physical, it's subject to the second law of thermodynamics. Creating information is basically fighting entropy. It takes energy and work to carve out a pocket of order in a universe that wants to get messy.
So that's why a tree ring has information. It's a pattern that corresponds to past climate. And DNA is information because the sequence of base pairs maps to proteins. Every pattern that's non-random carries meaning.
And the book traces how information has grown over cosmic time. In the early universe, matter was nearly uniform, very little information. Then gravity pulled stuff together into stars and galaxies, which are highly ordered systems. That's the first big jump.
But the Real explosion came with life. A single cell contains more information than the entire non-living universe in an equivalent volume. That's insane.
It is. And Hidalgo says life introduced two key players, information processors, brains, and information accumulators, DNA, books, databases. Together, they create a feedback loop. More info enables better processing, which creates more info.
That feedback loop is basically the engine of civilization. He argues that economic growth isn't really about capital or labor. It's about the growth of knowledge and know-how, which are forms of information.
He introduces this concept of person bytes to measure how much know-how a single person can hold. It's finite. No one can know everything. So the trick is to build networks of people who specialize and combine their knowledge.
And he uses the metaphor of a crystal. Atoms arrange into a lattice to form a solid. People arrange into networks to form a functioning economy. The structure of those networks determines how well information flows.
Dense, well-connected networks let information spread and recombine quickly, which drives innovation. Sparse networks choke it. That's why some regions are more economically successful than others.
Then there's economic complexity, a measure of how many complex products a country exports. Products that only a few countries can make, like advanced medical equipment, require a lot of know-how. Countries with high complexity tend to grow faster.
And he shows that this measure predicts growth better than traditional metrics. It's not about natural resources. It's about the network of knowledge a society has built up over time.
One part that really stuck with me is how he ties it back to physics. Information is an improbable pattern. The more improbable, the more information. A Shakespeare sonnet is astronomically unlikely to appear by chance, so it contains a ton of information.
Which means every invention is a new physical pattern that didn't exist before. The smartphone required new materials, new processes, new software, and all embodied information. The growth of information literally reshapes the physical world.
And it's evolutionary. Ideas recombine and get selected based on usefulness. The good ones stick and build on each other. That's how we went from stone tools to spaceships.
Right.
And that brings us to today's digital revolution. The internet is a global network of processors and accumulators on steroids. It's accelerating information growth like never before.
But it also creates risks, concentration of power, misinformation, and fragility. Complex systems are powerful but brittle. A cascading failure in a power grid can bring down a whole region.
So the takeaway isn't just information is good, more is better. It's that we need to design our networks to be diverse, resilient, and accessible. And we need to understand that information is a physical resource, not just an abstraction.
For me, the single thing I'm taking away is this: Every time I learn something new or create something, I'm literally rearranging matter to create a more improbable pattern. That's kind of empowering.
It really is. And hey, if you want to dive deeper into ideas like this, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So whether you're building a crystal of know-how or just curious about the universe, remember, information is physical and it grows through us. We'll see you in the next one.